Amongst the top two or three famous or well-known psukim in all of the Chumash also appears in this week's Parshim, Parshas Kedoshim, Ve'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha, to love your neighbor, love your friend as you do yourself. The Ramban points out that pasuk, as famous as it may be, is actually impossible, he says. What does it mean if you have to l'reyecha kamocha, love someone else like you love yourself? He says that in itself is an exaggeration. It's impossible that anyone would possibly be able to do so. It's haflaga. Is there possible kilo yikabelei for adam sheyehav es chaveiro bihavasu es nasho? You can't convince a person to love someone else the way they love themselves. It's just not possible. We all love ourselves, hopefully, and we can't love someone else the way we love ourselves. Not only is it impossible emotionally to ask that from somebody, he says it's against the halacha. Famous Gemara tells in Maseches Bava Metzia, if a person, two people are stranded in a desert, Maseches Shabbos, two people are stranded in a desert, and they're walking along, and only one of them has a canteen of water, and the canteen is only enough that if that person who owns it drinks it all himself, he will survive to make it to the next town, and his companion will not survive. If he splits the water, they'll both die. And if he gives the canteen to his friend, his friend will live and he'll die. What should you do with the canteen of water, the Gemara asks? What's the responsibility incumbent upon a person? So the Gemara records the opinion of Ben Pesaro, who says, you have to split it. What are you supposed to do? How could you drink and watch somebody else die? Split it. And if you both die, you both die. But at least you did what you needed to do for yourself and for him, and whatever happens, happens. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, that's not correct. Chayecha Kodmin, your life comes first. If it's your canteen, you have a responsibility to live, a responsibility to survive. You must take care of yourself first. If you have the ability after taking care of yourself to provide for someone else, of course you do so. But like the airplanes, first you put on your own airmat. You have to live. You have to survive. Rabbi Akiva says you drink it yourself. And if you have to watch your friend perish, what are you going to do? You're obviously in a tough situation. Your life comes first. This is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva who says, "Ve'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah." This is the overriding principle of all of Torah, is to love your neighbor like yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, well, I mean, of course, unless it really comes down to when it, you know, then you love yourself more. So says the Ramban, clearly it doesn't mean literally you have to love him like yourself, or else that wouldn't be the halacha. Rabbi Akiva himself says, drink it yourself. The Ramban gives a beautiful explanation. What does it then mean? He notices the little lamed, ve'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. It doesn't say ve'ahavta es reyacha, which would imply to love him like yourself. Love to him the way you love yourself. And the Ramban says, really, in a beautiful way, he says, you have to perusho lihishavos ahava shneyem. I have to love things for you like I love them for myself. Ki pa'amim rabos. Many times, Ramban says, Sheyev adam esreyu bidvarim yuduim. I want good things for my friend. I want osher, I want him to be wealthy. I want him to have chachma, to have wisdom, to have nechasim, to have property, to have kavod. I want him to be honored. I want him to have das. Just not as much as me. Of course I want it for you. It just, whatever I want for you should be a little bit less than what I have for myself. Or if I wish for you, nechasim, but I want for myself to be wise. Well, you can have the money, that's fine. But I want to be the smart one. Says the Ramban, Ve'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha says, whatever your particular deepest dreams and passions are for yourself, to wish that and yearn for that for everyone around you in the same way that you desired. If you don't have any interest for wealth, that's fine. But you do want wisdom. You do want health. You do want this, that, or the other. Whatever you want it, love for it to be for everyone else around you. That is a task that's doable. I can't love you, he says, the same way I love myself. I love myself more, halachically and emotionally. But I can want for everyone the same things that I want for myself. I want this for myself, I yearn for it for you too. That is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the ahavta l'reyecha kamocha, that every Jew dreams, prays, literally to daven for someone else the way you daven for yourself, to have all the things that you want, that they should have them too.